Bill, thanks for your call.
Sure, bye-bye.
And Vincent is calling in from Cumberland in Maryland. Vincent, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah.
Hi, Shovan. I'm planning a week in London for myself and my two friends who live in Northern England. Rick, I know you don't like to promote shopping, but two of the days I'm in London, I'll be around Piccadilly shopping as well as sightseeing in Westminster. Shovan, I was wondering if there's any place that you could recommend around Piccadilly or Westminster to visit that provides a nice quiet break in between the shopping and the sightseeing, or is it impossible to find something like that in those busiest parts of London?
Now, it is possible, because Piccadilly is next to Soho, and there are about three or four places in Soho in my book. There's a really nice restaurant, and there's a cafe selling Turkish coffee and Turkish delight. So, yeah, I recommend those places, the little back streets, if you find the little back streets. And there's also a Spanish deli, which does amazing dried cured hams and beautiful bottles of wine. Really, really interesting food.
There's a Wren church a couple blocks off of Piccadilly that has a wonderful little cafe in its churchyard.
Yes, that sounds great.
And then Westminster, let's think about Westminster, Siobhan, for a minute. Around Westminster Abbey?
Yes,
the Abbey tends to get a little bit crowded, so I included St. Margaret's Westminster, which is the church next door, which also has an illustrious history.
Yeah, and then on the opposite side of Big Bend, a little bit upstream, there's a very peaceful park, literally in the shadow of the Halls of Parliament that nobody goes to. And I find that's a peaceful area, and it's just a block away from all of the hubbub around Westminster Abbey. And there's a Methodist hall literally across the street from the Westminster Abbey that is very peaceful, and it has a wonderful cafe in the basement where I always go for my lunch when I'm in that area.
Also, the hotel I'm planning on choosing is about 5-minute walk from the Victoria Tube Station in southwest London. I was wondering if there's any nice retreats I should look for like an end-of-the-day sort of thing.
Well, there's the Royal Horticultural Society, and they have a wonderful library. If you're interested in gardens, it's an amazing library to visit.
And I've got an email here from Barbara in Mill Valley, California, and she talks about the Banqueting House. That's a little bit away from Victoria, but that was her oasis during a recent trip. She says, after walking from one historic place to another in Westminster, she decided to visit this little royal palace and discovered it's really one great hall with beautiful bean bags scattered all about. She sat on one of them and, like everybody else that happened to be in that huge room, stretched out and looked at the Rubens painting on the ceiling with the audio device in her ear. Fascinating, unexpected, and completely relaxing. I like that. Sprawled out on a bean bag in a great giant banqueting house ballroom with a delightful audio tool to help you understand a giant Rubens painting on the ceiling.
That does sound very intriguing.
I like that a lot. All right, Vincent, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you.
You bet. Happy travels. We've been talking with Siobhan Wall, and her book is Quiet London. She's written a series of books, How to Find Quiet in the Great Cities. They cover London, Paris, New York, and Amsterdam. Siobhan, if you needed one